This is the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All.
It is just as commonplace as hashtag Phelps face, but apparently if Maryland and Virginia were a country, they would be second in gold medals right now.
It is crazy how in the last several days since the 2016 Summer Olympics started in Rio de Janeiro that, you know, aside from all the political standpoints and just the bad stuff that happened in Rio overall, we have actually found some solace in the entertainment that is USA Swimming and USA Gymnastics.
And it's funny, too, is that you hear about all these nasty things about Rio. Oh, Rio's not ready. Rio is disgusting and everything else that's been happening. And yet...
Well, that is true, though.
Well, but when the actual Olympics started, people just forgot about that. It just all of a sudden became just the Olympics again. Everyone likes watching the Olympics. It's a thing that is kind of like a time tradition for a lot of families and a lot of people because it comes around every 4 years. And a lot of times you're seeing athletes you've never seen before. Like, you're hearing about... You know, young upstarts. There's
Katie Ledecky.
There's Katie Ledecky, of course. She's like the big standout right now because
she's the next Michael Phelps.
She could very well be a female version of Michael Phelps, and that's something to behold. Michael Phelps himself continuing to rack up the continuing to add to that record that he broke so many years ago in overall gold medals. And that's just something the guy is just a machine to behold. Even his competitors are looking at him as he's winning these races and just saying to themselves, huh, winners focus on winning, losers focus on winners.
Yeah, and not to mention when you have all the memes that are popping back and forth. First of all, there was the Anakin Skywalker Episode 3 looking cloak look that Michael Phelps had when he was sitting down preparing for one of his competitions. And then next thing you know, you have the winners focus on winning, losers focus on winners meme, where the swimmer was just looking over at Phelps as he was just aiming to get another gold. And what's crazy about Michael Phelps is this, and you know, you hear some bad stuff here and there about Michael Phelps that, oh, he's not a personable athlete, he gets in trouble outside of his sport, you know, he had flings with one night stand girls, and you know, basically, you know, the most that he would spend money on as far as taking him out to dinner goes was Taco Bell. But I digress. When you put all that stuff to the side and you just watch him compete in his profession, I don't think I've ever seen anybody do it better than Michael Phelps.
Oh, you're forgetting about that infamous thing in 2008 where they got him like smoking a bong.
Yeah, and but it's crazy how when you win gold medals, people forget about that. It just gets swept under the rug a little bit.
Oh, wow. So it's life lesson learned here, kids. Get in trouble all you want. As long as you're bringing home the gold, nobody cares.
But it's not... I mean,
real good message, Josh.
I mean, it's not really... But you get my point, though. Winning makes people forget things. You know, it's when you win gold medals, you know, amid certain troubles that you've had, or, you know, even pro athletes. When pro athletes win accolades on the field, off the field, and, you know, stay out of trouble for a few years, you know, people forget, well, you know, he was drunk driving a couple years ago. We'll let that slide. But
we'll just let that slide right there.
Yeah, we'll just let it slide right there.
Good
I'm not sure groups will let that slide a little bit, but yeah.
Shovel, Josh.
Shovel.
Yeah. You're digging it deeper. Digging it deeper and deeper.
How am I saying something that's not true?
Well, I mean, you are saying things that's true. It's just kind of funny that you're just saying to yourself, okay, well, winning cures all the bad.
It does not cure all the bad. I'm saying it makes people forget. It makes people forget about it.
I don't know. When he got that DUI a couple years ago, I was like, come on, man. Seriously? You've got all this God-given talent and everything else that's happening. You're working hard, and you screw up like royally like that every time. It completely tarnishes the image, Josh. That's something that I always thought about. But right now he's competing in the Olympics, so we focus on that with Michael Phelps. That's one thing to look at.
Absolutely. I mean, but the thing about Michael Phelps is this. He's 31 years old, and he is winning gold medals left and right in certain competitions. Granted, he did get a silver in one of the competitions, if I can pull it up here shortly. But still, you're medaling in four competitions there, and three of them are gold. I'd say at the age of 31 and competing in what is fifth Olympics, that's pretty good at that age right there.
He has been competing since what, 2004?
About 2004, give or take. Yes, 2004 Summer Olympics. He did compete for the 2000 Summer Olympics, but unfortunately he did not qualify for any medal whatsoever during that time. Granted, well, he was 15 years old.
He
at
was
the time.
15 years old in 2000. And that was in Sydney, Australia, too. I remember that.
Yes, yes.
So with everything that was going on, of course, everybody remembers his 2008 record run where everybody wanted to see exactly if he could actually break the record. And that was something to behold. Yes, but he's been the big standout for everybody. Gymnastics has also been a standout. You've got yourself, instead of the Fab Five, you've got the Final Five.
Yeah, I mean, you have Simone Biles, not to mention you have Gabby Douglas on there as well. I mean, Simone Biles is the superstar of that group. She basically is this 4'8" powerhouse who is winning individual golds left and right. Not to mention, the USA Gymnastics team is great overall, but the big story, there's two big stories, Ray. One of them involves the team, where we have never seen a team this dominant in USA Gymnastics, say, since the days of Mary Lou Retton. And that is quite a while there. Or Tara Lipinski, for that matter. So, I mean, when we're looking at all the things, actually, I might be off on that. Tara Lipinski, I think, was in ice skating there for a sec. So we'll backtrack. Let's rewind for a second.
The shovel
again. But I deserved the shovel that time. But getting back to the USA Gymnastics team, you had that story, the dominance of the team. The second story involving women's gymnastics, of course, is Gabby Douglas. Not because of her performance on the mat or in the field, for that matter, but because of social media and things involving her looks, involving, you know, the national anthem, not putting her hand over her heart at the time. You know, I just feel like there are people out there, and I guess this just stems back from 2012 London, where she was a 16-year-old girl competing for a couple gold medals for her USA Gymnastics team. Oh, by the way, in 2012, won a gold medal for team and won a gold medal for all-around performance. And, oh yeah, by the way, won a gold for the team this year. And people still find a hatchet. A proverbial hatchet to go after Gabby Douglas with. And I just don't understand it. The first, people attack her hairstyle, saying that, you know, she needs to fix her hair and blah, 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 blah. I won't even go into the vile details of people going into social media or even people saying, oh, why is she the only one not putting her hand over her at the national anthem? Boo this woman, boo. And I just feel like, shut up, please. You know, if that would be like saying, oh, well, Joe Flacco needs to shave his eyebrows a little bit for the Ravens games and all that stuff. Boy. They are too thick.
Well, they are kind of thick.
They are kind of thick. But
he's in Burt territory right there.
He is in Burt territory, but guess what? Burt never won a Super Bowl or went the 5 straight playoff series. So, you know, back to back to back to back.
Well, the people that are complaining about Gabby Douglas's hand over heart national anthem are probably the same people that always complain about people being offended by everything. Yet you're offended by somebody not putting their hand over their heart for the national anthem. I don't put my hand over my heart for the national anthem. I mean, that's like an ultimate patriot thing that you can do, and you want to knock yourself out. Because just because you're not putting your hand over your heart does not make you not patriotic, because she's there trying to win gold medals for people. That's her response right there. She's like, I am being patriotic by winning gold for USA. I don't understand how you could be more patriotic than that. And putting your hand over your heart, what is it, the Pledge of Allegiance?
The Pledge of Allegiance, I mean, it's one thing if you're taking a pledge and you're putting your hand over your heart and, of course, or putting a left hand up or something like that, or
yeah,
right hand up.
You're not swearing an oath.
Yeah, you're not. No, you're taking it all in. I mean, you're...
It's the same people that post fake articles on Facebook and everything else like that to try to further their agendas. It's not a good look for them, and they continue to be isolated from society.
Okay, I'll give you a prime example. Michael Phelps laughed when fans yelled, oh, during the national anthem when he was accepting his gold medal.
And there were people pissed off about that.
Yeah, it's like, can you let these people be human for just a couple seconds?
You know what, though? It's so funny about this. Aren't there people dying overseas fighting for our freedom so that we can be, you know, free and not have people tell us what we should and should not do?
Yeah.
For our country, persecution, that kind of thing?
Yeah, if you want to get mad about something, how about getting mad at the politicians in Rio who will be profiting off of the Olympics while the country suffers? I mean, you could get mad about that, but no, let's get mad about Michael Phelps laughing during the national anthem because fans yelled, oh, or let's be mad at Gabby Douglas's hairstyle. Priorities. I mean, you have to look at the Olympics and look at the games in general. So much politically, so much off the, 1972 Munich was probably the worst thing that could have ever happened in the history of the Olympics. But no, that pales in comparison on social media. This is the worst. Gabby Douglas's haircut and Michael Phelps laughing. When's enough enough?
Never. It's never going to be enough on social media. The I always laugh at the phrase social media and an outrage. I'm just like, okay, well, everybody armed with their mouse and keyboard. Ooh. Anyway, this is about the Rio Olympics and talking about, you know, everything like that. A lot of negativity right there. So with everything going on with the Olympics, yes, the United States right now leads the medal count as of this podcast in both gold and overall. So you got that going for them.
Well, now, a couple big questions before we close out this episode, of course. Your thoughts on USA swim team, both men and women's. Would you say, as a collective, this is probably the most dominant portion of athletes in any sport in the world right now?
Considering the fact that every time I turn it on, they're winning something? Considering the fact that every time I'm looking at my phone, they're winning something? Every time I blink, they're winning something. Yes.
All right. Is Katie Ledecky the female Michael Phelps, or should we just let her make her own destiny?
Let her make her own destiny. I mean, Michael Phelps had hype surrounding him when he first came out in swimming and everything that was happening, especially in 2004 when he really, really generated some hype. But with Katie Ledecky, you just got to let her gel and everything, because Michael Phelps did this all the way up to 31. This is his last Olympics, as he says, and I would like to take him at his word on that, because he just welcomed a child very soon, very recently, and is looking to marry his fiance. So I believe with him, he's going to go home and be a family man, as Guile would say from Street Fighter. But with Katie Ledecky, if one person's out, another person steps up and becomes that rising star for the United States. They could use that little bit of a phenom. As we all know, Josh, the media loves phenoms, especially in the sports world. I mean, look at how everyone was obsessed with Tiger Woods for the longest time, but then when he became not a phenom, nobody cared anymore.
All right, USA men's basketball, if they do not win a gold with Carmelo Anthony, Kyrie Irving, and Klay Thompson, is that a disappointing year for USA men's basketball?
We ask this question every single Olympics, because they always have to live up to that dream team.
That is it's always the 1992 dream team. That's the pinnacle right there.
Yeah, it's like if you don't win a gold medal, you stink in men's basketball. And if they don't win a gold medal, of course they would stink, because, I mean, everybody uses professional players, but when you think of basketball, you think of the United States.
All right, and last but not least, going into soccer here for maybe not necessarily the men's, but more the reigning World Cup champion women's team. If they do not win a gold or at least medal, is that disappointing, or does it pale in comparison to competing for the ultimate prize?
I would say the World Cup is a bigger thing than the actual Olympic gold for women's soccer. The World Cup, I think.
You have a lot of people that also sit out the Olympics, too, because they don't want to strain anything, and not to mention they have big contracts around the world as well.
There is, and we're talking about all the big major sports. I mean, don't forget, there's all kinds of cool things at the Olympics, like judo, and there's like a horse equine, like jumping.
Don't forget freestyle wrestling. We may see the next UFC superstar out of there.
Yeah, and freestyle wrestling is here to stay for the Olympics as of right now, because they were in danger of like taking them out. I'm like, how do you take out wrestling in the Olympics? That's just like one of the core sports for the Olympics. Greco-Roman style? I mean, come on, guys.
Also, you got to remember, 20 years ago at the 1996 Olympics, Kurt Angle won a gold medal with a broken freaking neck. So we might see somebody have that kind of moment there at the Olympics.
And then you also had Mark
Henry. Not the broken neck part, but winning the gold medal.
But you also had Mark Henry, weightlifting champion. Went on to become a professional wrestler. And you're seeing a lot of weightlifting memes of people just like trying hard. And, of course, the diving faces that people make. And synchronized swimming faces that people make. So there's all kinds of fun to be had at the Rio Olympics. I mean, people lighten up. It's the Olympics. It's something that you watch, something that you put on. Yes, it usually destroys the city that it's hosted in, because it has a huge economic impact on the city, not enough to where it's going to, you know, create profits or anything like that, because a lot of money is spent. But come on, guys, lighten up. It's the Olympics. It's Rio.